This is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley N. Teen. And I'm going to be speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, August 15th, and ending on Sunday, the 21st. And as I mentioned at the end of the podcast last week, this is the week that Mars enters Gemini, and it's going to take a little time up in our forecast because of the lengthy stay and the retrograde that we're going to have this for quite a while, this Mars in Gemini. All right, so the first day, Monday the 15th, Moon is in Aries. Early morning, which means 6:59 a.m. in the Eastern time zone, the Moon joined retrograde Jupiter in Aries. So we had an overnight and a very early morning where optimism, but also pedal to the metal, desire to move and go and get things started. You know, you could be, if you were trying to get to sleep on the 14th, you may have had to take a little bit of a, I don't know what you use. I sometimes use Sleep Calm by Boron. It's a nice homeopathic and it works. But, you know, you can have some lavender chamomile tea also or whatever works for you. But you're still in that mode as you rise up, if you get up by 6:59 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. And you've got a good day, pretty much, to look forward to as the week begins, because the Moon is now going to sextile retrograde Saturn in Aquarius for the whole day, the whole evening, and until 7:14 a.m. on Tuesday. And what this means is, as you are in the space of trying to get something to happen or trying to look at the future and all of that, you are able to make some connections to find out what you might need to know that you didn't know about future plans. And it's amazing what happened in my life when Saturn retrograde in Aquarius was active, because there were so many things about what goes on in the field that's online that I didn't know were happening. And since I'm getting ready to self-publish the first of a trilogy fiction novel, I had to know these things. So it's a good thing that I spent time going back and looking, you know, at some information that would come in, because, you know, not knowing this, you can make great big mistakes. So Moon in Aries usually making great big mistakes because it likes to go fast. And, you know, what they used to say was leap before you look. You know, make that decision and then think about it. You know, kinds of energy. That is the Moon in Aries. It's its natural response to life. Just get a move on. So we've got this unusual Moon in Aries energy, which is willing to stop and get some advice from a Saturn figure, which is somebody who knows something, an authority, somebody who knows the rules, the regulations, good ideas about timing. Things may have to change, some of the goals, some of the thoughts, but that's okay. It's going to be better if you pay attention. Now we've got Tuesday, after the sextile, 7:14 a.m., we have the harmony of the lights between the Moon in Aries trine the Sun in Leo until 10:48 a.m. So this is a great time to approach any and all authorities, particularly if they can do something to help you, particularly if it's an investment project, creative project, investment idea. Yeah, so you've got that Moon trine the Sun, and those of you who remember, the Moon being your instinctive feelings and responses to life is in a perfect flow with your conscious desire to express the self. So it is really good feeling internally and good results in relating to others. However, once we get past, I would say, give it till 11 a.m., we now have the famous monthly moon in Aries square, now retrograde Pluto in Capricorn, for the rest of the day until 4:18 p.m. Eastern. Now, it's not a good time to either address an authority or counter an authority or break a law. Don't do it. While this square is coming in, Mercury, now in Virgo, has some incredible insights as it trines Uranus in Taurus until 1:46 p.m. So you may be online and picking up some information you need at that point also, and contemplating how some changes could be made that would be very beneficial. Trining, easy flow. So once we have the square to Pluto, the Aries moon is void, of course, until the moon enters Taurus at 10:22 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. It goes right into the square to Venus, now in Leo, and that is over 24 hours worth, because it doesn't complete that square until 11:54. I'm sorry, did I say 24? I did. It's 12 hours. It's not going to complete until 11:54 a.m. on Wednesday. That's still a pretty long time. And one of the things we have to know these days, and that will change also soon, but these days when we get a fixed moon sign, and Taurus is fixed, the fixed ones are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, we're going to have some conflicts and struggles because we've got planets and fixed signs. We've got Venus, we've got Uranus, we've got Saturn, and right now we've got the Sun. So that's, and Mars. So that's like 5 of the planets at the moment out of 10. That's half. So half of this transit is going to be some kind of a challenge and struggle, all right? So this is the first one. So the moon in Taurus is about preserving and holding on to things, and it is the sign that Venus rules. But with Venus in Leo, she's much more apt to want grand and spend and glamour and all of that, and the moon in Taurus doesn't agree. So this is a values issue, and it won't be resolved because neither one will budge. All right, so just keep that in mind if you were thinking you might get someone to budge that morning in Eastern time. After this, and I would give that till noon, if it's 11:54 a.m., the moon is going to move towards a conjunction to Uranus in Taurus. Once again, that's a long time before it gets there. It's going to be 10:20 a.m. on Thursday. And so something really surprising, which might not be bad, but might be upsetting, depending. Uranus is a wild card, so whenever astrologers see it, we know there's going to be a change, we know there's going to be a surprise, we know there's going to be an aha moment, but we don't really always know what it might be. But in the realm of Taurus, it can certainly be about things in the mundane world, things to do with property and money, possessions, and also values and so forth and stuff like that. But as that's coming in, Venus has her own, when she's in the trine to Jupiter, it is retrograde Jupiter in Aries until 4:03 a.m. So she may just take that credit card and go on her spending spree, especially something she saw before Jupiter retrograded, and it might be, something that enhances her sense of self and independence. An adventure. Perhaps she's booking a cruise or something like that. Tropical beach in the middle of the winter, perhaps. So you'll see. Maybe that's the surprise that the moon in Taurus gets at 10:20 a.m. On Thursday the 18th. Now, here comes your next challenge. Moon square retrograde Saturn in Aquarius until 3:34 p.m. Thursday. Thursday's a really tricky day. Be aware of that. and plan accordingly. So now we have, you know, the moon in Taurus trying to deal with it with an authority that is, you know, just giving you the reasons why not, is really what a retrograde Saturn in Aquarius is going to be about. And if you need to reach someone, you have 3 minutes, just three. So mark these minutes well, and really basically 2 minutes. You have a moon in Taurus trine Mercury in Virgo between 3:34 or let's say 35 p.m. on Thursday Eastern to 3:37 p.m. So start the call, you know, at least dial the number during that time, and maybe you'll actually reach somebody who can help you. Mercury in Virgo, right? But that's a tiny window. After this, you know, it's kind of okay. Things soften up a little bit. Moon in Taurus, sextil, retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 9:49 p.m. So after some stress and stuff like that and trying and pushing and whatever, you can just kick back and have a nice evening, you know. Listen to music, put your feet up, have, you know, a nice dinner, you know, that kind of thing. It's also creative and can be romantic. But the next aspect is the moon in Taurus square sun in Leo, which will be in play in the evening on the Pacific coast, but will take place at 12:36 a.m. on Friday in the Eastern time zone. So this now, this square, is the waning half moon. This is bringing us into the last quarter. And as I mentioned, you are starting to look at things. Now you're really making some decision about whether or not you've got to change stuff and become more involved and aware in what's right for you now, which might not have been really reflecting you before. And also, this is the quarter where you're going to start having to pay your dues in some way or other. If there's been relationship issues or whatever, karma comes in the fourth quarter, and especially on the day of the fourth quarter half moon. So now we are not in harmony at all. And so having this few hours here of moon square sun is not the time to try to discuss again. Fixed signs will not move differences in values and relationship issues. Not then. Moon trine retrograde Pluto in Capricorn comes in not very long after this at 1:32 a.m. for the Eastern time zone. So you may start to feel like you could have a little bit more of an idea about what you might want to change in order to make things more stable for you. But the last thing that Moon in Taurus is going to do is join Mars in Taurus, and that's going to come in exact at 7:06 a.m. on Friday. And that could be a battle royal. I mean, this is when the bull might finally charge, you know, so don't get up and get into an argument. And just be careful with what you're doing with a Moon-Mars conjunction. You know, not an easy time. But after that, avoid, of course, Moon in Taurus settles down until the Moon enters that flighty sign of Gemini. Birds and butterflies are the symbols. And that's 8:06 a.m. on Friday the 19th of August. And this is going to be an upbeat day. You've got upbeat for Friday and Saturday. So it's been a rough week with that fixed moon, you see. This is the thing. But now you're in a mutable moon, and we get a sextil right away to Jupiter in Aries from 8:06 a.m. until 11:52 p.m. Oh, yeah, you're going to want to be finding out about stuff and, you know, moving around and, you know, seeing things, maybe things you haven't seen before, little short journeys to wherever, or stuff that you see online. It's a fun time. If you want to have fun, this is a good time for it. And then after midnight, you have the moon going sextile Venus in Leo until 5:09 a.m. on Saturday. So if you're still up, this is still a fine time. This is a very flirtatious time, extremely conducive to chatting up someone and someone you know. But the most important thing that happens is that at 3:56 a.m. on Saturday the 20th, Mars enters Gemini. Now, you can say a lot of things about this, but one of the things you have to realize is that Gemini rules the mind, and it rules short journeys and movements around the environment, and it rules communications of all kinds. It also rules neighbors, neighborhoods, relatives that aren't living under your roof, or parents. They're not your parents, the Geminis. They could be siblings and aunts and uncles and cousins, that kind of thing. Mars is the planet of activity, so there can be a lot of activity in all those realms, taking classes. People will be much more interested in doing that with Mars in Gemini. And taking short journeys. I mean, it's definitely, let's get in the car and go, you know, kind of thing. And the gas prices got lower, yay, you know, all that. But you could also say this is going to encourage people to express themselves in communications and written communications and everything in an angry way. People born with Mars in Gemini are the people who are likely to write the letters to the editor, you know. And that doesn't mean you're wrong. It means you may be expressing with more fire than is necessary, or more fire than you should have used if you really wanted somebody to pay attention to what you were saying. All right, so we have to be aware of that. It's hot-headed in that respect. All right, and also we realize that Gemini in the body rules the hands and the arms and also the lungs. So we're looking at the potential for too much heat there, and that can be inflammation, irritation, burns, right? But also Mars rules knives, so you can be cutting yourself easily, even a paper cut while you're reading Gemini, right? But be careful. I mean, it really, unfortunately, these things will show up. So be very aware when you're around sharp objects and you're using them to do anything. So that's something to know. And then with the lungs, irritation, okay? So be aware that you may be, you know, exposed to something that irritates your lungs. And so we will be more cautious if we realize this. And, you know, if you can be aware of what might cause an inflammation in the lungs. And, you know, one of those is smoke. And so we're hoping that we don't have to be around fires, because, you know, one of the things that they don't talk about a lot when they're very busy, and it's natural and it makes sense for them to be very busy talking about the burning down of the homes and the forests and everything, but that smoke goes a very long distance. I mean, I'll never forget when the first time I experienced a major fire taking place in the summer in Florida. It was way up the coastline from where I lived, but the smoke traveled to my area and lower than my area. So it wasn't good for people even in my own area to go outside and breathe. All right, so be very aware of that. If you happen to hear that there's a fire in your area and stuff like that, sometimes people get really silly. And I was warned about that when I moved here, because I'd never come into contact with this plant so much in my life. Poison ivy. Some people will, you know, take a bunch of weeds and burn them Well, you never do that if poison ivy's in there, because it can get into your lungs and you won't be a happy camper at all, and for a very long time, unfortunately. So, how long will Mars be in Gemini? Oh, it'll be in Gemini during the major campaigns for the midterm elections, for one thing. It's going to be in Gemini as we go into the whole issue of what's happening with the Department of Justice. And, you know, the rhetoric is just going to amp up, which we would have guessed anyway, wouldn't we? So now we just have, you know, a planet assisting, aiding, and abetting this attitude. When we get to the 30th of October, it will be Mars at 25 degrees of Gemini, and it will retrograde there. And it will be in retrograde, so it's still in Gemini, going all the way back through. You'll be thinking about things. You'll be thinking about old arguments. And I don't know what you'll be coming up with as the what you feel about it, but, you know, you might reactivate them. Might not be a good idea, but, you know, you'll be at least thinking about stuff. It won't be until the 12th day of January of 2023 that Mars goes direct at 8 degrees. A lot of planets made stations at 8 degrees. Doesn't it sound familiar already? It's retrograding to 8 degrees on the 2nd of January, where it stays till the 12th and doesn't leave the 8th degree until the 24th of January. So then Mars is going to speed its way through, but not as fast as a lot of the other planets might. And it will finally leave Gemini and enter Cancer on the 25th of March of 2023. So here we are in August. So we go from Leo to Aquarius and into Aries, Pisces and Aries sun signs, before we get rid of it. Okay? That's a lot. That's a lot of time. So just be very, very clear about what you may be experiencing with this. And the house that it transits in your birth chart will be a house that holds Gemini or has Gemini on the cusp. All right? But it's a lot of Gemini, right? All the way to 25 of the sign. And then back to 8 and back up. And so I wanted you to be really, really, really aware of this, because, you know, we need to do things to diffuse and allow ourselves to release anger in a healthy way. We don't want to stuff it. It's being stuffed right now also in Taurus, believe it or not, even though we see so much of it out there, right? So, and what will we argue about? Because that's where people have fights and Gemini issues. The news, you know, the neighborhood, the family, you know, all of that kind of thing. Where we should go. That's where the arguments take place. It's tricky. Be aware, find a way. And if you're breathing is your way, make sure you're not around anything that can irritate your lungs. You know, people don't know certain things. I only know them because of different professions that I went into. Like, I'm a registered aromatherapist. And people love burning candles, but, you know, they don't really understand that they're petroleum-based unless they're beeswax or something like that. So you're actually getting, you're like kind of, I remember somebody who is giving us a training on this thing, it's like you're inhaling the exhaust from a car. So be aware. And scented, don't get me started on what's in scented candles, because you can't really get a really pure essential oil to hang in there, because you have to put it in when it's hot. So be careful with what you do. You're much better off getting a nice electronic diffuser and putting your essential oils into the diffuser. It's a much better way to scent your home. So these things are important, particularly when Mars is in Gemini. I'll probably think of more things. You may think of more things after this is over. So, all right, so off it came at the starting gate, 3:56 a.m., Saturday the 20th of August. But Saturday the 20th of August is your other good day because Moon in Gemini is going sextile Venus, but it's early, 5:09 a.m., might just be dreaming. And it's a nice dream, but then the rest of the day, Moon in Gemini goes trine, retrograde Saturn in Aquarius until 3:04 a.m. on Sunday the 21st. Well, this is where you can get some good information and review your plans for the future, and you can make some good ideas that you may want to put in effect after what? After we get out of the fourth quarter, which is the quarter of release, and once we get past the new moon, which will be next week. Okay. So Sunday the 21st, 3:04 a.m., Moon trine Saturn in the Eastern time zone, which is going to be a tricky morning for Eastern time zone because Mercury in Virgo is opposing Neptune in Pisces at 3:40 a.m. That's another thing. That's actually happening while you're trying to get your information. So the earlier in the day on Saturday that you make some plans in your mind about what you might want to start, the better, because Mercury will be coming in on that opposition to Neptune. And the Moon in Gemini will be squaring Neptune at 9:47 a.m. on Sunday the 21st. So you have to have a reality check here. Make sure you're grounded in real. But you won't really know quite yet. You won't be able to get that grounded and real. Moon in Gemini will square Mercury in Virgo at 10:29 a.m. on Sunday the 21st. So somebody steps up and says, look, you can't do it that way. You have to pace yourself. You're all out of order here. You know. All right, listen to them. Because you're coming off this Neptune haze. But then we have a really nice day because Moon in Gemini sextile Sun in Leo until 6:06 p.m. So from, I would say, noon till 6 is the great time. You know, you want to have, again, a social occasion. That's the time to do it. And you'll have fun. Schedule some kind of a fun thing to do. You'll have fun. And so that's cool. That's great. Void of course moon goes to the moon in Cancer, 8:29 p.m. on the 21st. And that is going to the square to Jupiter in Aries, which will happen around noon on Monday, the 22nd Eastern time. So that's it for the week, but I'll give you a heads up that next week has got so much going on. The week of the 22nd to the 28th. Oh, boy. Definitely the new moon on the 27th at 4 Virgo is Saturday, is going to have its own. Because the first thing that happens on Monday is Sun enter Virgo. Wednesday, Uranus retrogrades in Taurus. Thursday, Mercury enters Libra. So, we've got a pretty full slate for next week's forecast. And of course, as always, I hope you do your best with the information that I gave you. And I'll say goodbye for now.